Concern over the economy has been a cornerstone in the Democratic presidential contest. Traditionally, that would have expanded organized labor's influence over the outcome. But this year, the candidates with the most union endorsements have fallen flat. NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams is in Wisconsin, the site of tomorrow's primary. He reports on labor's difficult political season.
Just last week, Tower Automotive announced that 500 jobs will be moved from Milwaukee to Mexico. It's part of a downturn that has seen nearly 14% of the state's factory jobs, 80,000 in all, leave the state in the last 4 years. Last Wednesday, Senator John Edwards picked up on this as he launched the final sprint of his campaign in Wisconsin at a labor lodge in Janesville.
Great to see you. Thank you.
The one union that has endorsed Edwards, Unite, represents the textile workers in a nearby plant, which has recently had layoffs. Janesville is also home to a General Motors plant that makes Tahoes and Suburbans, and Edwards spoke directly to the fear of more manufacturing jobs leaving Wisconsin.
Tonight, somewhere in America, a man will come home from work, give his little girl a hug, and he'll know tonight he's going home to tell her that his factory's closing. And it's not because the American people don't still need the product. It's because the company is taking this factory, going outside our shores, our borders.
All the Democratic candidates have been talking about the loss of manufacturing jobs. There have been steep job losses in Iowa, South Carolina, Tennessee, and Michigan. Exit polls show voters in the Democratic contest rank the economy as their number one concern. But labor unions have not been able to translate anxiety over job losses into votes for their preferred candidates. Joe Van Roy, a high school teacher, attended the Edwards rally in Janesville. He's a member of the state's powerful teachers union.
We're not communicating the history and the power of labor unions as when my parents grew up. Let's face it, in a lot of ways, labor is flat on its back right now.
Labor's lack of political strength is evident in the quick exit of Congressman Dick Gephardt. In Iowa, the congressman enjoyed the lion's share of union endorsements before his defeat. Former Vermont Governor Howard Dean got most of the rest of the union endorsements, but he has yet to win a single state. Here at Edwards' rally, his Senate Office Chief of Staff, Miles Lackey, said the campaign did not need union endorsements to win votes from union members.
We've been appealing directly to voters, and we've noticed that a lot of people who we're appealing to are members of these same unions, and they're responding to our message, our appeal.
Labor's problems became very public a week ago when a union with deep pockets, AFSCME, the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees, withdrew their long-standing support from Dean, even though he's still in the race. Another union supporting Dean, SEIU, the Service Employees International Union, has stayed with him. But the union appears to be limiting its spending on the Dean campaign. Robert Craig heads the SEIU in Wisconsin.
The most important thing is to win the general election. The primary was always a question of which one we had a preference for, who we thought would make a better president. But still, I mean, the real war is the general election.
Sarah Rogers, political director for the Wisconsin AFL-CIO, which oversees the state's unions, says the large number of Democratic candidates initially diluted labor's clout.
From what I've heard in the long run is that, you know, it's too bad that we just couldn't all come together in solidarity behind one particular candidate, and we've had to spend resources and, you know, caused, you know, friction for some unions who have worked together in the past in Iowa, for example.
Now that Kerry has taken a clear lead in the campaign, many unions feel they have no choice but to join him. But it's not easy for the manufacturing unions. Kerry supports free trade agreements that they have fought against. Now he says he will at least try to wring more concessions from America's trading partners in the future. Serb Hall is a longtime gathering place for political rallies and other events in Milwaukee. Most people attending an auction there last week said labor's endorsements no longer mean much to them.
My husband was a union member for like over 40 years, and he always paid attention.
Donna Cordish is a retired real estate secretary.
But I, as a person, I would look at the paper and I would think, no one's going to tell me how to vote, and obviously I made up my own mind.
Others said union-endorsed politicians are not always faithful to labor once they get into office. Judith Whipps is a retired munitions worker.
Very often I think the unions endorse the wrong candidates for labor, like NAFTA. Unions supported the people who helped put that through, and it's taken our jobs.
But there are still some who vote the straight line union ticket here. Roger Charbonneau, a retired Harley-Davidson worker, is one of them.
Absolutely. They're the reason I'm standing here today. I had a job, I had benefits and everything else. I gotta go with what they say.
One of the challenges facing unions in politics is that their makeup is changing and diversifying. The typical union worker in Wisconsin today is not a factory worker. She is a teacher. Evan Zeppos is a Milwaukee public relations executive and Democratic Party strategist.
For those who are counting on labor to push them over to the top, they better have the teachers with them and actively engaged. The trades aren't what they used to be.
Going into the final weekend of the campaign here, the leading teachers association had not endorsed a candidate. Whether it was good fortune or the result of hard work, the only major union to have endorsed and worked for Kerry from the start, when he was an underdog, was the International Association of Firefighters.
These are the hardest working engine companies in the state, right here. Say hi, guys.
Here in West Allis, a Milwaukee suburb, and in fire stations around the country, the firefighters are united behind Kerry. In Washington, D.C., Harold Scheitberger, president of the International Association of Firefighters, says his members are well positioned to personally sell a candidate to voters.
We are in just about every community in every state. We have locals that represent over 6,000 communities. So whether it's Iowa or Georgia or Mississippi, we're not just union density in the states that you would typically think labor has a stronghold. We're everywhere.
Despite the firefighters' success, the big challenge for most of labor is going to be whether it can deliver votes for the Democratic nominee in the fall.
What I think is underestimated and isn't seen is the support that President Bush has among the rank and file.
Rick Graber is chairman of Wisconsin's Republican Party.
What you don't see and what you don't hear on TV are the rank and file people that are volunteering their time, that are knocking on doors. We have plenty of supporters among the union ranks working for the president.
Regardless of their uneven performance during the primaries, union leaders in Wisconsin and nationally promised that they will be united this fall behind the Democratic nominee. But given their track record in this year's primaries and caucuses, the unions have a lot of work to do. Juan Williams, NPR News, Milwaukee.